Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the broadcast today, former United States Senator and former Nevada Governor Dick Bryan will join us for the whole show on all new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Pro Group Management, and the Retail Association of Nevada.
Your business workers' comp company should be your partner. The Pro Group Customer Care Team brings you effective risk management training, support, and web tools at no extra cost to you. We maximize the safety of your employees and business every day. Pro Group is with you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, with information and resources at your fingertips. We ensure your employees' safety and that your premium's in line. When you're a Pro Group member, you have the team that's looking out for you. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. Call for a no-obligation quote today.
Safety is the number one priority for the trucking industry. Over $7 billion a year is spent on technology like this electronic eye that will apply the brakes automatically. But the most important factor for safety is the truck driver. These hardworking men and women who safely move over 70% of our nation's freight and 94% of Nevada's. We thank you because trucks move America forward.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
Chronic diseases like diabetes,
asthma, and heart disease
are the number one
cause of death,
disability,
and rising health care costs
in the United States.
Today,
more than 86%
of our health care spending
goes to treating people with chronic diseases.
I'm Ken Thorpe, chairman of the Partnership to Fight Chronic Disease. As the presidential candidates discuss their plans to address rising health care costs,
ask them how they plan to address the chronic disease problem.
Paid for by the Partnership to Fight Chronic Disease.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're absolutely delighted to welcome back to the program former United States Senator Dick Bryan, former Nevada governor. Pleasure to have you back on the program, sir.
Sam, it's like old times, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Delighted to be with you and your viewers.
Have you ever seen a presidential race like this in your life?
No. Totally unpredictable. I thought I knew a little bit about politics. I thought Donald Trump would go down in flames before December, and right now he could very well be the Republican nominee.
As Secretary Clinton continues to rack up more delegates, and especially the superdelegates, what do you think is Senator Sanders' end game?
You know, I'm not sure. I think maybe inevitable is too strong, but right now, I mean, it's difficult to see what could prevent her from getting the nomination. She's moving. She's doing well in primary states, and particularly caucus states, has a great lead in terms of the superdelegates. I don't see a path for Sanders to secure the nomination. I think what ought to concern her the most would be two things. One, say what you want about Donald Trump. I mean, we can talk about him if you care to later. But Trump has energized and brought millions of new voters into the Republican nomination process, caucus and primaries. On the other side of the spectrum, Democratic turnout has been low. That may or may not be meaningful, but it's something if I were her, and I'm sure she's a very smart person, she ought to be looking at. The other thing that I think ought to concern her is that much in the same way that Donald Trump, although they're very different people, Sanders has attracted lots of new people, younger people, who feel that the system has not benefited them. That, you know, the special interest, the big money, the Wall Street, we've all heard that many times. And so they also are energized by that. If, as I believe the case to be, she wins, if the Sanders voters do not turn out in the general election, that does not augur well for her winning in November. So So she's got to do something, it seems to me, and only I think Bernie can probably do it. And that's to energize those voters for her in November.
You know, it's interesting. A lot of people would look at the political spectrum more as a horseshoe than a straight line.
Yes.
And so perhaps the Bernie Sanders voters are closer to the Donald Trump voters with their dissatisfaction. Do you think there's a possibility that those voters could end up going to Trump if he's blown off? Because eventually, that's a good question.
I'm not sure. There's certainly, as you point out, Sam, there is some commonality. In other words, the Trump supporters, you know, Washington is corrupt, the big moneyed interests control everything. And it is fair to say that for the last 40 years, not just this last 8 years or decade or so, middle class has by and large been squeezed for nearly a half a century now. And so although there are many people that have done extremely well, I think by and large it has to be acknowledged that the income gap has widened. And that group of voters has been very attracted to Trump. I must say that I think he uses everything he can to bring out the worst in us, you know, stop all Muslims, bomb terrorist families and this kind of stuff, which the rhetoric is excessive, incendiary in my view. I don't think that Sanders people like it, but they do also share with the Trump people, wait a minute, the game is fixed. You know, by and large, the special interests prevail. And my family, we work hard and living the American dream, but are not realizing the benefits of that dream. So there is that. I find it a little hard to believe that they would coalesce together. I just think if Trump does not win the nomination, and by and large, he's got a terrific argument. Seems to me he says, in effect, look, I played by the rules. I went through the primaries. I went through the caucuses. And now they, the special interests, the elites, the establishment, whatever the term of the day is, now they're trying to steal the nomination from you. I think that's a powerful message. I don't agree with Trump on anything, but I mean, it's a strong message, and he is no dummy. He has played the media like a Stradivarius. I mean, he's gotten more publicity, free publicity, by all of these outrageous statements, and he's a political force to be reckoned with this fall.
All right, let's take a break.
You bet.
More with Senator Bryan when we come back.
The Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot for food, fun, and friends. Play the hottest slots and video games. Join the Conductors Club and earn comps and free play. Meet your friends at Sully Sports Bar and feast on juicy burgers, wings, big beers, and all your favorite cocktails. Download the Tamarack Junction mobile app for exclusive food and gaming offers right from your phone. The Tamarack Junction, where friends meet in South Reno, just north of the Summit Mall in South Virginia.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. You ask, are we busy? Here's United Construction, 700,000 square feet of distribution. This is SJS Development. They're grading for their new facility. This is eBay's new data center under construction. TRI offers 30,000 acres of industrial property. It's ready to build, and there's room for you. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. We're building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
St. Ives Florist, for every holiday and every special occasion. For romance. Custom home design. We have the largest selection of fresh flowers in Northern Nevada. And we also offer a large selection of unique gift items. Come see me, Lori Ann, at St. Ives Florist, 700 South Wells Avenue, or call me at 333-9190.
Closed captioning of Nevada newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward.
And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with former United States Senator Dick Bryan. You know, you did something very unusual in your career as a senator. You stepped down. You decided not to run for re-election and return to normal life. Was it in part where you saw politics going?
Yeah. Well, there were several factors, Sam. Historically, I was the third to do that. The first United States senator since the popular election of voters to step down, other than in a pine box or in the ashes of defeat, was Allen Bible. In 1973, when he announced he would not be a candidate for re-election in 74, Paul Laxalt did the same thing in 1985, indicating, and I announced in 1999, long before the 2000 election, that I would not be. There are several factors. Clearly, the nothing like today, but clearly there was far less collegiality. The trend was drifting in that direction. The amount of money, that was my Achilles heel in politics, among many others. I hated to raise money. All of a sudden, that's being ramped up. Even after I announced I was not going to run for re-election, the Democratic Senatorial Campaign Committee, the Republican, said, well, look, we still need you to come down 3 or 4 hours a week and dial for dollars. Oh, my God. And then the other thing, my grandkids were coming along, and although I think I'd been a reasonably good parent, the real superstar in our family was my wife, Bonnie. She held everything together while I was out on the campaign trail. Although I'd attended, you know, the Little League baseball games and the dance recitals, I was absent a lot, and I thought the grandkids were a second chance in life, and that was a factor as well, and that although my health was good, continues to be good, my father had died at 53, and I thought, boy, I think I'm going to return. And some of our friends that are not necessarily political friends, you know, their lives were different, and they were drifting apart. I wanted to renew that. So it was a combination of things, Sam.
Let's go back to talking about the Republican Party. Mm-hmm. What is the future of the Republican Party now that Trump has literally blown the cover off the reality of politics?
Well, let me say, I think a lot depends on the next few months. I mean, if the Trump supporters feel that all of a sudden Trump has had the nomination snatched from him by those that orchestrate and manipulate in both parties, you know, the strategy to be unfolded, I think the party is in shambles. Now, can it be put back together again? I don't know. But, I mean, that is a major development. That is a major development. And that could happen. And I think, frankly, I think thoughtful Republicans are very concerned about that. How do they deal with the Trump effect? I mean, they clearly don't want him to be the nominee. Cruz, nobody likes Ted Cruz in the Senate. His Senate colleagues, only one has actually endorsed him, I think that's Senator Mike Lee from Utah. He is an intensely disliked guy, not a very likable guy. The person who I've thought would be the strongest contender is John Kasich. He's the adult in the room when you see these debates in which the language that's used, the discourse, is, I think, shameful in terms of the American political system. I'm not talking about Democrat or Republican, but Kasich, I don't see a way for him to get the nomination. I think he would be formidable. He's an impressive congressman and impressive governor in a state, Ohio, that no Republican has won the presidency without carrying Ohio.
But the bottom line for Kasich is that he is part of the establishment.
Yes.
And they don't want
the
establishment.
Yeah.
It's interesting, you know, Trump has talked in the past about if he's denied the nomination and he feels he's legitimately got it, he'll run, you know, as a third party choice. But the Republicans at this point in time are having conversations about running their own third-party candidate. What do you make of that? And who would it be?
Well,
it's not going to be Mitt Romney.
No, it's not. Well, I mean, Paul Ryan's name comes up. I mean, I think.
But he doesn't want it. You know, he didn't want to be speaker. He had to negotiate with those 40 right wingers to say, "Hey, if you're going to fight me on everything, I am not going to be the speaker." And they listened to him, and they have coalesced with him. They got the omnibus bill passed at the end of last year. And so he's saying he does not want to be the president.
Well, let's accept what he's saying at face value. But if the leadership of the Republican Party say, Paul, this is bigger than you, this is the future of our party, the future of the country, you have an obligation to come forward, even though you may not want to. I think he would respond to that call. I don't know if he'd be the person that would be chosen. But let me say, Hillary's dream is to have the Republican Party split, either Trump or having the... establishment elites, as Trump would call them, in effect broker some kind of a third party, and I'm almost certainly I think that would give her the presidency. And of course, if that were the case, you can imagine the name calling and the finger pointing. You're the one that cost us the election.
And it's interesting when you look at Donald Trump's history.
Yeah.
You know that he has donated to the Clintons in particular, yeah. Democrats in particular. Who knows what kind of plot may emerge.
Suffice to say, as he says, he's flexible. I have no idea what he believes in.
More with Take Brian when we come back.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Pro Group Management, and the Retail Association of Nevada.
Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. What is Switch? The answer, they represent the most dynamic growth industry in the United States today. Data storage, the information of the world. Here they're building the first of many 1 million square foot facilities. It's in their new campus. It's for eBay. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevada.
Accidents happen every day. They change lives in an instant.
But what happens next is critical. That's why you need expert legal representation.
We worked for the insurance companies. We know their tricks.
Galloway and Jensen, we fight for you.
Truck month and clearance pricing, you got it. But you've got to get to Carson Dodge Ram to get it. These are big boy discounts on hundreds of Ram trucks, like a 2016 Ram 1500 Hemi Quad Cab 4x4 starting at $29,000, or the 2016 Ram 2500 6.7-liter Cummins Diesel Crew Cab 4x4, just $40,700. So where are you getting your truck? Only one place, Carson Dodge Ram, where Ram trucks really do cost less. Thank you. See CarsonDodge.com.
Welding is one of those great things. You can use electricity and metal and form it into large, awesome things, either buildings or artwork. There's a whole lot of opportunity for welders in the current region. I would recommend CSUN to other people, and I actually have several times because they helped with everything from start to finish, even putting me in a job after I graduated.
Accidents happen every day. They change lives in an instant.
When you've been injured, you're going to have questions.
We have the answers and the experience.
Call Galloway and Jensen, 333-7555. We fight for you.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with former United States Senator Dick Bryan. Merrick Garland, the Supreme Court nominee of President Obama. What the Republicans are doing... You know, is politics, but what do you think about it, and where do you think this is heading? Because there's a lot of pressure now on the Republican senators.
I think Mitch McConnell, the majority leader, Republican majority leader, has mishandled this. I mean, he's a very smart guy, a very tough guy.
Did you have a relationship with him?
Yes. Not always pleasant, suffice it to say. I was... the chairman on the Ethics Committee when Senator Packwood was asked to step down. He was the vice chairman, you know, the majority change, and then he became the chairman. He's able, very tough. But when he announced immediately we're not going to give him a hearing, I think that positioned the Republican Senate as obstructionist, which is, of course, part of the Democratic line, that they can't get anything done because these folks, the Ted Cruzes in the party, no willingness to compromise. I think the better way for them to handle it is, look, We'll have a hearing. We'll take a look at him. And then after concluding the hearing, then to have voted against him. And it takes, although Senator Reid, as you'll recall in the discussion of the so-called nuclear option, it does still takes 60 votes to break a filibuster for the Supreme Court nominee. There's no way, if the Republicans even remotely hang in together, they would reach 60 votes, the Democrats. So I don't see there's any way that that the judge would ever be confirmed, but at least it would have the ostensible, look, we've considered this man, we've given him a hearing, but we find the following flaws, A, B, C, D, E, F. As you know, the NRA, not the Nevada Resort Association, right. the National Rifle Association, they've fallen foul. So there would be plenty of things that they could say, look, I just can't support him because of this.
But when you look at, the votes he's had before to get to his current position, it seems ridiculous not even to at least meet with the man.
I mean,
the Senate
agree more.
Is the most deliberative body on the
planet.
Not
even to meet with the guy? I think that is a flawed strategy and plays right into the Democrats' hand that, look, this is what you get when you've got a Republican Senate. They're just unwilling to even meet with the nominee. I think it's pretty hard to say, I'm not going to meet with the guy, because there is no question whether you're to the right of the sheriff of Nottingham or to the left of Mao Zedong. This guy is a legal scholar. He is superbly qualified. You may very well find things about his record that you can't support. But this is a first-rate choice, and you only have to hear what Senator Orrin Hatch, then the chairman of the Judiciary Committee, said a few years ago about his qualifications.
Let's change topics to what happens when Senator Reid leaves. Chuck Schumer will become the leader. When we had John Kasich on the program a few weeks ago, I asked him what he would do if, as president, with the nuclear waste from Ohio, and he instantly responded, yucca. Chuck Schumer has nuclear power plants in New York State. What do you think happens with Yucca Mountain once we see the changing of the guard and you no longer have Obama or Harry Reid?
Well, there's no way to sugarcoat it. That obviously is not good news for us in terms of the political part of the equation. Obviously, Senator Reid has been extraordinarily helpful in effect, zeroing out funding for the program. And obviously, the president's been very helpful in doing that. We lose a lot in terms of that political influence in the Senate. There are many legal issues, In my view, I don't think that the dump will ever meet the necessary criteria. When it was originally proposed some decades ago, in fact, I was the newly elected governor when the Nuclear Waste Policy Act was signed into law.
Better known as the Screw Nevada.
The Screw Nevada came to. That's when, as you'll recall, originally they were going to look at three sites. Three sites would be submitted to the president. Then the political operator, well, we don't want it in New England. That's got to take it out of there. Don't want it, in the South Salt Dome area. There were three sites, and then in 1987, that was Reid's first year, the Screw Nevada bill. Let's look only at Yucca. But briefly, Sam, and I know our time is limited, Yucca was originally designated as one to be considered because it was felt that the geology at Yucca, well enough, was sufficient to contain the nuclear waste without any engineering barriers. Once they got in there, they recognized that they had to do some engineering barriers, and there are all these things that we would bury it for hundreds of years, then open it back up, put titanium drip shields in. The original predicate no longer exists as it did ostensibly to get us in the zone to be considered.
I want to touch about a local issue.
Sure.
The current stadium fight between the Las Vegas Sands and the Convention Authority. MGM, of course, is very opposed to this. Mm-hmm. And the Convention Authority is opposed to it because they want to see their funds being utilized. What's your thoughts on where this is going?
Well,
we've got about 2 minutes.
2 minutes. Well, let me say first, I think that, the stadium would be desirable. I'm not as persuaded as many that this is a factor that would take us to the next level in terms of tourism. I've always been somewhat skeptical that an NFL team would ever locate here, but I don't presume to have any inside knowledge. I can remember when the convention center was established, and for many years was kind of viewed as a white elephant. In my view, the convention center plays a key role in terms of getting millions and millions of conventioners here. It needs to be refreshed, renovated. I think it needs some expansion. Anything that would divert money from that, and that's what the proposal is, to take a part of the tourism, the room tax, if you will, to fund the stadium, I think would be misguided.
Probably the last question here is Sheldon Adelson's family's ownership of the Las Vegas Review-Journal. Does this concern you, or does it look to you as though, A, the editorial policy is not going to differ very much from what it's been for many, many years, and B, he's looking to put money into the program? The reporters there are excited about, you know, having an investigative journalism team.
You know, I've talked with several of the reporters, and they say, look, I mean, with the amount of money he's got, we're optimistic that we're going to build our news base even broader. So I think that's the positive side. I think you're right that, by and large, the editorial policy is not going to change much. I think the key thing is whether or not the reporters are able to go forward. There's some indication that some of the stories have been axed, and that I believe probably comes from higher levels of management. But it's a mixed bag. I'm not just sure what the final result is.
And I think that in most newspapers, things get axed. Yep. Most newspapers, not necessarily for political reasons, but just because. That's where we have to leave it. It is always a delight.
Oh, delightful. We'll have to do it again sometime, Sam.
I would love to.
Thanks so much.
Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
To get a DVD copy of any Nevada Newsmakers program, call 775-857-2244. The cost is $30, including shipping, handling, and tax.
These streets can be tough, and too often they're the end of the road for vulnerable young women. Nevada has a serious crisis, the sex trafficking of teenage girls. As Attorney General, I made it my mission to fight back, increasing prison time for pimps and predators, expanding the sex offender registry, and giving victims the right to sue their captors. I'm Catherine Cortez Masto. I approve this message because I know we can make a difference to save these young lives.
A lot of really smart decisions get made every day in places like this, and in places like this. Switch to the Spectrum Triple Play with the smartest TV, internet, and voice services, just $29.99 a month each. Call 844-955-2999. How smart is Spectrum? You get all your HD channels free. Plus, watch primetime shows from your favorite networks free on demand anytime. Spectrum TV for $29.99 a month. And with Spectrum, you get the fastest internet at 60 megabits per second with no data caps. That's 20 times faster than DSL with a free internet modem and bandwidth to support all those smart devices in your home. Spectrum Internet for $29.99 a month. Call 844-955-2999. And Spectrum Voice means unlimited nationwide calling with no hidden taxes or fees like the phone companies charge you. Get Spectrum TV, internet, and voice with no contracts. Just $29.99 a month each. Make the smart move. Call 844-955-2999.
One family, one owner, serving Northern Nevada since 1964. As your Couture dry cleaner and alteration specialist, and the only cleaner of fine French linen. From Deluxe Laundry, our signature brand, to our expert drapery, blind, and window treatment cleaning service. From handbag cleaning in a clutch, to a nationalized partner in textile restoration. Bobby Page's, over 50 years of innovation. We're not just a dry cleaner, we're your neighborhood textile group. Visit us at bobbypages.com.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com. We'll see you on the next broadcast. Thanks for watching and listening.